Recording. Okay, this week's Parsha.
Yitro.
Yitro. And so it's called Just Yitro. That's our source sheet. Why is that? Who wants to read the first source?
Next day, okay. Moses sat as magistrate among the people, okay. While the people stood about Moses from morning until evening.
Okay, thank you. What does that mean? In plain English.
He was a judge.
Okay.
And everyone stood in front of him.
Okay, how long was he a judge for?
I think 40 years.
In this pasuk, how long is he judging for?
One day.
Like a 9 to 5 type thing? Or?
Yeah,
more. No, it seems like 9 to 9.
Seems like literally all day, right?
Yeah.
The entire morning until the entire
evening. Around this time of day, that would be like 9 to 5.
Yeah, 9 to 6.
Yeah, okay. But either way, it's literally all day. That's what it sounds like, right?
Well, what is evening? Sundown or nightfall?
It's obviously not an hour. It's not 3 hours. It's not an 8-hour shift. It's however many sunlight hours are. Nachon alone nachon.
Yeah.
Not fun.
Okay. So, that's a long time to judge, no? When does Moshe Rabbeinu learn Torah? When does he do Chazara?
Night, evening?
Deep into the night.
Deep into the night. Okay. That's a good point. You're quoting the Rambam that most of your Talmud learning, your Torah learning.
Dr. Ari Berman, what he said on the first day of Yeshiva.
What did he say? That most of your learning?
One of my madrichim in Yeshiva, when I was in my Erie in Israel, one of my madrichim would regularly stay up until 2:30 in the morning. He would regularly meet with Talmudim up until 2:00.
Israel?
Sure, yeah. Okay.
By the way, you know we're having a Shabbaton, right?
Wait, which
I'm sending out a sign up. It's going to be in Teaneck with Rav Natana. Do you want to come?
I'd love to. When is it?
February 10th.
Perhaps. I may have a prior commitment, but I'd love to. If I don't, then I would love to.
Do you know Simon Taliander?
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to
tell Simon,
remind
right?
you it's recording. You can tell me afterwards if you want. Mm-hmm. To remind you that it's recording.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. I hope people will contact you. Okay. So that's a long time, right? But your point, it's a good point. He can learn Torah at night. Because as Rabbi Berman quotes, as your Madrich talked about, the Rambam, he says that most of your learning is done at night. Whatever. So it's still a long time. Still a very big, intensive thing. So Rashi, on this pasuk, talks about, was it really from the morning until night? Was it a few hours? What's going on? You want to... Want to hit it up, Rashi?
From morning until evening. Is it really possible to say so that Moshe sat the whole day long? But the explanation is that any judge who gives a right decision, as truth demands, and even though he spends what 1 hour on it, Scripture accounts to him as though he had occupied himself with the Torah the whole day long. And as though he became co-partner with Hashem, blessed is he in the work of the creation of which it is stated. It was evening and it was morning of Mechitza of Rabbi Yishmael.
Mechalta. Okay, thank you. That's a safer introduction. Thank you. So what does Rashi explain from morning until evening really means?
Morning until evening is referring, just by, your job, or just by even, one hour, any judgment is viewed as morning until evening, I think.
Any judgment?
Or any halakhic judgment.
What about if it's a wrong halakhic judgment?
Oh. Right.
I understood it's referring to the time of day when courts meet. There's actually halakha against courts meeting after sunset.
Okay. So sure, that would be a maximum, but this is a minimum we're talking about. Rashi's saying even if you spent an hour judging and giving, Rashi says, what you just read, a truthful decision, as opposed to shagar, it's as if, even if you only did it for an hour, for one decision, for 5 minutes, it's as if you judged the entire day. And so why does the pasuk say he judged the entire day? It's to teach us that when you judge truthfully, you're a partner with Hashem in creation.
And when you judge truthfully, you're a partner with Hashem in creation?
Mm-hmm. Creation of the world, creation of Olam.
And Hashem created the world by Yair, by Hiboker?
So that's the illusion.
Is that the association?
That's
association,
exactly. That's what Rashi's quoting in the Talmud.
So just as we're saying that, since we're associating with the point that if someone and someone makes a correct judgment, it says if he's the creator of the world. So too, when Hashem created the world, it said Vayi Era Vayi Boker.
Not so too. It's that's what we utilize to understand this connection. Meaning, just like it uses the Lashon Vayi Era Vayi Boker by creation, that's the reason we utilize it over here to teach us this insight that when someone judges a case truthfully, they're a partner in creation. It's like they're creating itself. So even though it's not literally all day, it could be for 5 minutes, it could be an hour, it really teaches us this lesson. That's why it says by your book here.
Something I guess you'd
the
like.
Lesson is, no, it's not about the time per se.
It's not about the time. Rashi says even for an hour.
All right.
In 5 minutes. You like that. Okay. What's that, boss?
I was going to say, this is something you told me that you hope to do someday.
Oh, to be a dying. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, okay. So my question to you is Rabbi Bernard Fox's question. How is giving a judgment correctly being a partner in creation? How is that creating the world? You'll tell me it's a good thing to judge truthfully. 100%. It's a great thing to have a true judgment. See, I mean, I don't know. Would you agree with that? Great thing to have a true judgment?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's a great thing. Why is it akin to helping create the world?
Because
we're going to find out that, I think, in source number 4.
Okay, maybe.
Source number 3.
Maybe that as well.
I think you're... Well,
but before we get to source number 3,
you're creating, let's dwell in the question. Creating truth. You're bringing in justice.
Bringing in justice.
So what are you creating? You're creating justice in a society.
Okay.
On a Favero level.
Okay. How do you feel about that?
I feel I like that. Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
I forgot that I have to say things.
You don't have to say things. Okay, so you're bringing in truth. You're helping create a just society. So just Yitro, essentially. Okay, so should that be true for every just thing you're doing, then? Like, let's say you yourself are a just person. You pay your taxes. You don't wear the red light. You drive the speed limit. Are you a partner in creation?
Well, if Hashem created the world, and he created a Torah and Mitzvahs, and you're a judge in creating a way that the Mitzvahs are, like, you're allowing them to be followed, then you are as if you're the creator.
So the answer is yes, it's not just to the judge.
No, yeah, it's not just the judge.
So it'd be policeman, FBI agent.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Okay. It's good. I mean, I'm not saying anything against it. That's what we're saying, right?
Yep.
Okay, good. So then I think that if we look to Mishnayos and Pirkei Avos, we could see something that speaks about what's going on here. So, Yonatan, Shimon HaTzadik.
Source number 3?
Please.
Shimon the Righteous was from the remnants of the Great Assembly. He would say, on 3 things the world stands: on the Torah, on the service, and on acts of loving kindness.
Great, thank you. So what, in the Hebrew it's Al Shlosha Dvarim Olam Omed, 3 things the world stands on. It's supported by the Torah, the Avoda, what's Avoda?
The temple service.
Korbanos, Tefillah, for sure, and Gemilas Chasadim, acts of kindness, okay? So that is what holds up the world. Source number 4.
Sure.
Yosef, you wanna?
Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, on 3 things the world stands: on judgment, on truth, and on peace.
Okay.
As it is said in Zechariah, judge truth and the justice of peace in your deeds.
Okay. So Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel holds there are 3 things the world stands on. What are the 3 things?
Judgment, truth, and peace. Not this other one.
Not the other one. Machlokes?
Possibly, yes.
Yeah.
Seems like you're right.
One is between Ben Adam and Chavira, one is done Ben Adam and Mach.
Which one's which?
I think the first one has to do with Ben Adam Lamakom. I mean, with regards to Hashem, and this one is more about the Chavira.
It's a beautiful Chavira. So are you saying that the first one is talking about in the realm of Ben Adam Makom, and the second time out in the realm of Ben Adam Chavira? Or is it just they disagree, and they possibly disagree because they hold one's more important or whatever? Either way, I think, first of all, it's a great point that it fits in, right? Those categories beautifully. Do you agree with that, Yonatan?
Yeah.
Fits in great. So then, A, it doesn't necessarily have to be Machlokas. It could be. They're talking about different realms.
Yeah.
So maybe Olam Haza stands this way. Maybe Olam Haba stands that way. Maybe your spiritual aspect stands on this versus the physical world stands on this.
Yeah.
Okay. That's beautiful. That's a great Kathira. Great Kathira. Is there any proof in the wording that you can find to show your truth? Show what you're saying.
Well, it says judgment, truth, and peace.
Okay.
So the thing is, though, about truth, judgment and truth, like, are we saying, like, that we have good judgment, or that we understand that we're being judged? On judgment and truth, actually, no. It's definitely referring to us, but that the world stands on.
Okay, so I'm gonna give you a hint. This is the problem with translations.
Yeah.
Translations are wonderful, but you can't make a chakira with the translation. You gotta look at the original.
What does the Hebrew say?
Look at it. No. Translations are very helpful, but I just want to show confusion can occur when translations are relied solely on. Not additionally, but solely. So, is there any difference in the language between the two Mishnayos?
Yeah.
What do you got?
One says Sol Shadivarim Olam Kayem, and one says Shadivarim Olam Omei.
Nice.
Standing, and then there's
what's Kayem?
Establish, fulfills. There are three ways to maybe have like a fulfilling
support
life.
It.
Maybe like
support it.
So maybe it's two different things.
Maybe it is two different things, and that was a great figure you pointed out, and you can see in the Lashon. I think you were basically beholden to the Rabbeinu Yona, who explains the difference between the two. So, Omed versus Kayim. What's the distinction? Rabbeinu Yona, final source. We can rely on the translation of the source. But you have the source if you want.
Oh, me?
Who read the last one?
He did.
Okay, so your turn.
And so, source number five?
Yeah, please.
Hu haya omer al shlosha devarim haolam omed. This means to say that because of these things, the world was created.
So this is on the first Mishnah's commentaries on. That's what you just read. But go on.
As below, it states,
which is our second Mishnah we quoted.
The world subsists, and they are not those that it mentions here. Hence, we need to explain that when they said stands, it means that the world was created for them, since they are the will of the Holy One, blessed be He. This means to say that the world was created for His creatures, and that in the future would fulfill His will in front of Him through these things. And these three are the great pillar, such that on account of them, we are able to get to all of the other things that the sages, may the memory be blessed, said that the world stands because of them.
Thank you. What does that mean in English? What's Rabbeinu Yonah saying? Feel free to use Hebrew, the English, your minds.
Said the second one is referring to how Hashem, like that, these are the three traits that He created the world with. Created it with truth, judgment. But as human beings, so the second three is what the world stands on. What do we mean by that? We mean that's what Hashem, that's the three things that Hashem created the world as. But the other three are referring to how we're supposed to act.
Okay.
I don't think I said that so coherently.
So is one related to the physical world, one related to people?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, you don't know how you feel about that.
I agree.
You agree with that. It's an open stira with what Rav Yosef said earlier. Benan on the chaver, benan on the makom. That's still people. Right? Both those categories are people. It's not going to be physical worlds.
Well, the second one is talking about Hashem, that He created this world with judgment, truth.
Yeah, right.
And the first one is He created the world stands only if people do this, and do that.
Oh, wait, so which one? So the first and the second? What's
the first one I see is saying the world
first
stands
one meaning Ben Adam Lefkow and Ben Al Chavero.
Ben Adam Lefkow. Oh, no.
The second one is also been on Lamaka.
Let's do really quickly. Oh, okay. So right before you switch it, one Mishnah says the three things are Torah, Avodah, and Milchus Adam. And the second Mishnah says it's for the din, for the truth, and for peace. Okay, which Mishnah are you referring to?
For which one?
Whatever you're about to say. I was
referring to the second one. I think the second one is referring to Ben Adam Lamakom, and the first one actually could be referring to Ben Adam Lachavir, because
Torah Avoda and Gemilas Chasadim, you're saying, has been on Lamakom, has been on Lachavir.
Yeah.
So Gemilas Chasadim, I understand. Avoda, that's helpful for Ben Adam Lachavir.
Its purpose has been on Lachavir. Maybe not even Ben Adam Lachavir, but its purpose is for people to do it. But the second one is that the world was created based off these three principles. It doesn't mean that these are the principles we need to take in, but that's what Hashem built into the world. Truth, judgment, and peace.
But okay, is there truth?
Are just what we have to do.
Okay.
In order to make the world continuously.
So one is the world as it is, and the second is what we should be doing.
Yes, that's what I mean.
Okay, so what does that mean, the world is as it is?
That was Hashem's...
So what does that mean, truth, justice, and peace? So God created gravity so there's peace in the world. God created trees, fruits, seeds, so there's peace in the world.
Maybe you can connect it as God created a truthful world. But in order to uncover that truth, you need justice. And in order for there to be justice, it needs to be peace.
Okay, so then are you saying... Oh, okay.
What's going on?
Okay. Okay, so it sounds like we're conflating the two Mishnahs now with this explanation, right?
Yeah.
You don't have anything to add?
I could say that maybe I could see how the world would not be peaceful if there were no gravity.
Yeah, okay. But if there was a different physical reality, would we be accustomed to that?
I don't know.
Meaning, I don't understand. So it would be not peace. Fine. Would it be peaceful if there's gravity? Yeah, there's tons of war. There's famine. There's torture. There's problems.
Maybe they would be compounded by the fact that we don't have gravity.
Okay, good point. I think if we put it all together, the Ben Yonah and Rav Yosef, the great Fakir you pointed out, I'm stuck with your Fakir. I can't take away from it. I apologize. I can't move away from it. Ben Adam Lachavir versus Ben Adam Lachavir is a great way to look at it and a great way to summarize it. Rav Ben Yonah is saying that when it says the world is Kayim, it exists. It's physically able to exist. The world is only able to exist if you have truth, justice, and peace. Without that, the world isn't worthy of being of remaining, as we see by the flood of Noah, as we see by the deluge, that the world just can't exist in that state for it. However, Rabban Yonah points out, but on Lamakom, the first Mishnah is talking about the purpose of the world. And without this world existing with peace, with truth, and with justice, one would be unable to attain the earlier Mishnah, the Torah, the Avodah, and even the Chassadim. You're not able to have a job, provide a service, if you're worried that someone's going to come in and steal your product. Right? You can't work that way. We have police, we have judges. So Rabbeinu Yonah is pointing out that the difference between Mishnayos is that the first one is foundational. You need it in order to acquire the second one. And the second one, that's the purpose of the world. That's what the Olam is omed on. That's why Hashem created the world, for us to gain Torah, Avodah, and Milsadim. However, you wouldn't be able to accomplish that if the world was not just peaceful and... It wouldn't be able to exist. You wouldn't be able to acquire that.
So one is a prerequisite for the other.
Absolutely. Great explanation. And how do we bring that back to our pasuk? What you answered earlier on, but I think what you answered earlier on, is how does a judge help in creation of the world? He sustains the truth, the justice, and the peace that is needed in order for the world to function, in order for us to gain Torah, Avodah, and Mishpatim. So some people view Mamre Chazal as, oh, it's a good thing, so let's say a random nice thing about it. It's very specific when Chazal are talking about it. What does it mean a judge is a part in the creation of the world? They are literally sustaining the world of truth, justice, and peace. Without it, you couldn't get anything done. You couldn't do anything. You'd be too worried about protecting your stuff, being worried about you protecting you from safety, making sure that you're safe, making sure you have your items. You wouldn't be able to accomplish anything. So they literally, so yes, they're not helping create gravity, but they're maintaining the order of society, which is a prerequisite for the worlds. And that's why they're helping create the worlds.
Good.
Jobs.